How's time to read the verse?
我们今天的经文还是在以弗所书第四章一到六节。
The verse for today is still Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
我来念单数节，请弟兄姊妹们念双数节。
I'll read singular verses and please, brother, sister, read even verses.
第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
请大家念双数节，我们一起来念。
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Eager to maintain the unity of the spirit of in the bound of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call.
一主，一信，一血。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
上帝天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
谢谢主有。召聚众弟兄姊妹来到你的施恩宝座前。
We thank you, to gather all of us in front of you.
求主给我们谦卑的心。
Please give us humble heart.
让我们可以全心全意的来敬拜你。
Let us worship you wholeheartedly.
求主用耶稣基督的宝血洁净我们。
Please clean us with the blood of Jesus.
让我们的敬拜，让我们的侍奉蒙你的悦纳。
So that you will be delighted with our praise and worship.
求主亲自用你的话语来改变我们的生命。
Please change our life with your words of light.
让我们更像。主耶稣基督
so that we can be more like Lord Jesus Christ.
更像他谦卑温柔
be humble and patient as Jesus.
也更像他愿意为主发热心
be like Christ as worship Lord wholeheartedly.
让我们的教会作为主你的身体共一同的成长
Let us be the body of the church and grow together.
荣耀都归给你。
All glory to the Lord.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的
名祷告。In Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，让我们可以继续传讲以弗所书的信息。
Praise the Lord that we can continue talk about the verses from Ephesians.
今天是行在合一中的第三讲。
Today is the third sermon for maintain unity. Walking unity.
我们继续来讲如何保守合一。
We continue to preach how to maintain unity.
使徒保罗在以弗所书前三章讲到。
Paul in Ephesians, the first three chapters in Ephesians, Paul teaches.
作为教会，我们是一同在基督里承受了父神所赐的各样属天的福气。
As in church, we together.Were given the blessing and grace by the Lord.
我们一同被拣选。
Together were selected.
一同被基督救赎。
Together were saved by Christ.
以圣灵为印记，一同承受产业。
With the mark from Spirit, Holy Spirit, we have inheritance.
一同成为基督的身体。
Together were a body of Christ.
以他为元首。
With Christ as the head.
有着共同的盼望
have the same hope
就是时候满足
when time comes
一切都要在基督里归于一
everything will be in unity or in Christ
这是第一章的内容。
Those are the content from chapter one.
第二章讲到信主的外邦人和犹太人一同在基督里得救。
In chapter two, Paul talk about that, Gentile and Jewish will be saved in Christ together.
与基督一同坐在天上。
Sitting in the heaven together with Christ.
原来彼此为敌的两种人。
The enemies.
犹太人和外邦人
Jewish and Gentile
在基督里两项和好成为一种新人
They become one in Christ
在教会里合一
Become one in church
到了第三章
In chapter 3
保罗解释了犹太人和外邦人合而为一这是神的奥秘
Paul talked about that it's God's mystery that Jewish and Gentile can become one
如今启示给新约的使徒和先知
Now revealed to the apostles and prophets.
这一章里
In this chapter,
保罗为圣徒祷告
Paul prayed for the saints.
求神能让他们明白基督长阔深高的爱
Pray that God will let them understand how deep, long, and wide God's love is.
我们看到在前三章当中
We realize that in first three chapter,
神所赐的教会的合一本来就是重点
It's an emphasis for the unity of church.
第四章开始
beginning from chapter 4.
保罗吩咐信徒如何将我们所得的这崇高的属天地位和美好的福分活出来。
Paul taught us how to live a life with such heavenly status.
很自然的他首先吩咐我们要行在合一中。
Naturally, he mentioned us that we need to walk in unity.
要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
To maintain the unity of the spirit in the maintain the unity of spirit.
今天所读的经文中，一这个字反复出现，反复的强调。
In today's verse, the word one has been repeated, multiple times and emphasized.
那我们前两次讲到这个合一的重要性
We talk about the importance of unity in the first two sermon
以及如何保守合一
And how to maintain unity
第四章第二节吩咐我们保守合一要行四件事
In chapter 4 verse 2 that in order to maintain unity we need to do four things
要谦虚
We need be humble
要温柔
Be gentle
要忍耐
Be patient
还要用爱心互相宽容
and bear one with one another in love
而且凡事都要如此
and do everything in this order
有的弟兄姊妹可能会问
some brother or sister probably will ask
第三节还有一个用和平彼此联络呢
there is one verse saying that in the bond of peace
加起来不是要五件事要行吗
it is five things together
从原文来看
from the scripture
和平更多是一个结果
Peace is more like a result
就是说我们能谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容就会产生和平的结果
The peace is a result of being humble, patient humble, gentle, patient and bearing one another in love
从而在和平里保守合一
So that we can maintain unity in the peace of bond
这点我们以后会更详细的解释。
In the near future, we'll go into detail about this point.
我们先继续来讲保守合一的四件事情。
We continue the four steps for maintaining unity.
上次我们讲到谦虚。
Last time we'll talk about humble.
复习一下。
Let's review.
圣经里的谦虚或谦卑。
Humble or humility in the scripture.
本质就是舍己顺服神。
It's like self-denial and obeying God.
认识主的伟大
Knowing how great God is.
承认自己渺小不配
Accept how trivial, not worthy yourself is.
愿意接受神在他伟大的计划里为自己所设立的角色
Willing to accept the role and the gifts given by God in His plan.
愿意顺服并尽力的完成
Willing to obey and do things accordingly.
在教会的有机体大家庭里
In the big family of church,
个人看别人比自己强
we saw each other is better than ourselves.
认识神给自己的地位和恩赐
knowing the status and gift given by God.
愿意努力发挥所得的恩赐
willing to do the best to with the gift.
彼此配合
，work together，
一同成长
，grow together。
那么今天的重点在温柔。
Gentleness is the emphasis for today。
温柔和谦卑是紧密相连的。
Gentleness and humility is very closely tied.
一个谦虚或者谦卑的人，他必然是温柔的。
A gentle person is for sure, a humble person for sure gentle.
那么温柔是什么意思呢
？What does gentle mean?
英文里面翻成 gentle 或者 meek.
In English, it means gentle or meek.
中文是柔和或柔顺。
In Chinese, gentle or meek.
字面的意思是比较容易理解的。
It's very easy to understand with a superficial meaning.
就是态度谦和。
It's with a good temperance.
和粗暴、强横等等相反。
In the opposite of rude and tyrannical. Tyrannical.
那其实在古典的希腊文里面它还有更进一步的意思。
There's a further meaning in the ancient Greek.
比如亚里士多德认为这是一种美德。
For example,
Aristotle
regards this as a virtue.
它有自我控制、平和的意思。
It means self-control and peace.
就是说，既不轻易发怒，但也不是对任何事情都无动于衷。
Not easily angered and also not reacting anything.
不是逆来顺受。
It's not obeying anything.
态度谦和，但是该发怒的时候还是要发怒。
Even though with a good temperance, when it's time to, it will be anger over bad things.
那么圣经里的温柔，那个意思当然就在属灵的层面上更进一步了。
In the scripture, gentleness has a deeper meaning.
当我们讲到一个人柔和。或者用英文里面说的 meek 的时候
，When we say a person is meek or gentle，
可能会有一个印象
，Maybe there is an impression，
就是这个人很软弱，很可欺。
This person is very weak and willing to take any offense。
唯唯诺诺。
不
敢大声说话。
Weak and do not scared of raising his voice。
但圣经里面不是这个意思。
But in scripture, that's not what I mean。
圣经里的温柔
in scripture,
不等于软弱。
In scripture, gentleness is not equal to weak.
它指的是强大有力的人。
It's a meaning of the big and powerful person.
但是因为认识神
because of knowing the Lord,
有被圣灵重生的属天的生命在里面。
He has a reborn life by the script, by the Spirit.
他愿意谦卑。内里柔和
willing to be humble and have gentleness inside
就算是被人委屈苦待
even though others misunderstand and treat him
也不愿意为自己的缘故争闹和报复
and this person not willing to fight for himself and retaliate
圣经里的这个温柔啊或者柔和
the gentleness in Bible
也不等于我们现在所说的那种佛系
It's not equivalent to not doing anything.
躺平
not doing anything.
任人欺负
willing to be offended by anybody.
无动于衷
and not retaliate.
与世无争
and not arguing with anyone in the earth, in society.
不分对错
don't distinguish between bad or good or bad.
好好先生
always try to be nice.
圣经里的温柔不是这些意思
The gentleness in the Bible is not like that.
一个谦卑温柔的人
A gentle and humble person
为了神国的缘故
For the purpose of God's kingdom
教会的缘故
Purpose of church
弟兄姊妹和他人的好处
For the goods of brothers and sisters
在需要的时候
This, if necessary
按照神的心意
By obeying God's willing,
他该争的时候就应该争。
He's willing to fight for God.
该发义怒的时候他会发义怒。
Will have righteousness anger.
所以呢
，So
温柔是有力量。
Gentleness has power.
却能够自制。
But can control yourself.
为了神国和他人的好处。
For the purpose of kingdom and other people's good.
在合适的时候运用他的力量
，and will be well used in appropriately，
就像一匹被驯服的烈马
，just like a horse well trained，
它充满力量
，full of energy，
却完全听从主人的指挥
，but absolute follow his owner's commands，
而不是乱跑
，not for himself，
破坏
，or destroy。
正如中马田牧师所说
，Just like Pastor Martin Lloyd Jones，
温柔真正的含义是凡事顺服神。
Meekness really means readiness to suffer wrong。
如有必要，不惜受冤屈。
If need be, the committing of everything to God。
这就和谦虚的含义其实是类似的。
It's similar to the meaning of being humble。
都是完全的舍己。
Absolutely self-denial。
向自己死
die in flesh
向世界死
die in the earth die in the world
而顺服神
obeying God
那么这样的温柔它是从哪里来的呢
So where is this gentleness come from
这种温柔的性情必然只能来自神
The temperance of this gentleness for sure come from, from God
因为人天然里面的反应
The natural reaction of human
是这样的
is that
当人被人欺负遭受不公觉得委屈的时候
when we were treated unfairly
自然就是要为自己积极的出头
and we should fight for ourselves
争闹
argue against others
报复
and retaliate
很容易心中愤怒仇恨苦毒
It's very easy for us to be anger, hateful, and have bitterness.
外面发出脾气
and show external anger.
言语急躁
speak rudely.
态度强硬
assert yourself.
这时候你跟他说你要谦卑温柔
Now, if you talk to this person to ask him to be humble and gentle,
他是不会听的
then this person will not listen to
you. 因为这个是和人的本性是相悖的
Because it's against the human nature
而这个圣经里面这种温柔的性情和当今世界的潮流也是相反的
So this gentleness is in Bible, in Bible is different is opposite with the gentleness from this earth, world
这个世界是要人 self-assert 就是为自己出头
so this,
为自己争权益
This world has been telling us to be self-assert and self-empower.
有很多人呢、啊，也因为认为自己了不起。
There are many people think they are the best.
或者为了一时争胜
，or for a moment of winning，
就暴怒
，then be very rude，
耍脾气使性子
，and let their own tempers away.
比如说，我们很熟悉的官员要耍威风啊。
For example, like the people in governments want to show off.
也有很多人认为自己受了欺负是牺牲者。
And many people think that they are the victim of being mistreated.
所以他们要起来搞革命，争权益。
So they want to have revolution. They want to fight for their rights.
就像现在的左派那样。
Just like the left.
但是另一方面呢
？But from the other point,
一个天然的人看见别人遭受不公。
If a person see other to be mistreated and misunderstood,
或者神的荣誉受损
or God's glory is damaged,
教会遭到迫害的时候
or church were persecuted,
往往却因为胆怯自私
and always because of his own timidness and selfish,
却不敢站出来伸张正义
and not brave enough to stand up for his own belief.
在这个时候却变得特别温柔。
At this moment, this person become very gentle, quote unquote.
沉默。
And not saying anything.
是为了保护自己。
In order to protect this person, itself, himself or herself.
所以圣经里面所要求的这个温柔。
So the gentleness in Bible.
在人是非常非常难的。
It's very hard if come from human.
箴言书十六章三十二节说。
Proverbs.Chapter 16, verse 32.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。
Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty.
制服己心的强如取城。
And he who rules his spirit than he who takes the city.
可见， 温柔自控是何等难得的一件事情。
So that we see that it's very hard to be gentle and self-control.
所以一个人变得圣经里面所描述的那温柔，只能是来自天上的力量。
So the gentleness discussed in Bible can only come from the heaven.
因为这样的温柔首先是神自己的性情。
This gentleness is God's temperament.
圣经里告诉我们，上帝是完全公义圣洁的。
Scripture told us God is absolutely righteousness and holy.
他容不得半点的罪恶。
He's not allowing any piece of sin.
他要审判罪恶，除灭他的仇敌。
He will judge the sinners and destroy his enemies.
但是上帝又是不轻易发怒的。
At the same time, God is not easily angered.
他的力量，他的公义圣洁，都是在他自己的掌握当中。
God's power, God can control His own power, righteousness, and holiness.
我们来看看主耶稣的样式。
Let's see how Jesus Christ do.
也就是最好的让我们看见神温柔的性情的样式。
Which will be a good example of how gentle God is.
马太福音十一章二十八节到
三十节。Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的。我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这是主耶稣充满了怜悯的呼召。
This is
mercy.
This is from God's mercy.
主耶稣不像宗教领袖用人的规条给人压重担。
Different from the religious leaders, Jesus does not put yoke upon people.
而是愿意自己。替人来担这个罪担
，but willing to sacrifice himself to take this burden.
这是主耶稣的温柔。
This is gentleness of Jesus Christ.
我们再来看马太福音十二章十七节到二十一节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 17 to verse 21.
马太引用了先知以赛亚的一段话。
Matthew used a verse from prophet Isaiah.
来描述主耶稣基督
To describe Jesus Christ
十八节开始看哪我的仆人我所拣选所亲爱心里所喜悦的我要将我的灵赐给他他必将公理传给外邦
Behold my servant whom I have chosen my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased I will put my spirit upon him and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles
他不争竞不喧嚷街上也没有人听见他的声音。
He will not quarrel or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，僵残的灯火他不吹灭。等他施行公理，叫公理得胜。
A bruised reed he will not break, and a smothering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory.
外邦人都要仰望他的名。
And in his name, the Gentiles will hope.
所以这里我们看见主耶稣是何等温柔的对待世人。
Here we saw that how gentle that Jesus is treating others.
我们要看到，就在这段经文之前，马太福音十二章记载了耶稣和当时的犹太人的宗教领袖，法利赛人，因为安息日的规条。发生过激烈的冲突。
In Matthew chapter 12, we saw that there was conflict between Jesus and religious leader and Pharisees because of their rules on the Sabbath day.
九到十三节里面，耶稣在安息日治好了一个手枯干的人。
In verse 9 to 13, Jesus has healed a person with shriveled hand.
并指出法利赛人禁止人在安息日行善是不对的。
And point out that it's wrong for the Pharisees to not allow people to do good things on Sabbath day.
十四节就告诉我们说，法利赛人因此商量如何要除掉他。
So in chapter four, in verse 14, Pharisees were discuss how a plot Jesus and kill him.
十五节告诉我们，耶稣知道了。
In verse 15, Jesus knows this.
但是耶稣并没有因此发怒和他们争闹，要报复他们。
But Lord Jesus Christ were not angered and retaliate because of this.
而是离开并且继续医治那些跟随他们的人。
But left and continued to heal those followers.
并嘱咐人不要为他传名。
And tell them not to talk about Jesus.
所以接着圣经就说他的行为如何应验了以赛亚刚才所说的那个预言。
Those verses are fulfilling the prophecy by prophet Isaiah.
说明主耶稣在与人交往，甚至面对仇敌时的忍耐和温柔。
That Jesus were very gentle when treating enemies.
他如何顺服神
？How Jesus obeyed God.
在神的时候没有道。
Before God's time came.
愿意忍受误解、毁谤和攻击。
Jesus willing to take blame, slanders, and offenses.
福音书里面也告诉我们
，In the gospel,
主耶稣被遭到他遭到不公的审判的时候，他也不为自己辩护。
When Jesus was judged unrighteously, he's not fighting for himself.
他好像羔羊被牵往宰杀之地。
It's just like a sheep to be slandered.
他并不为自己发声
，not raising the voice for himself。
后来，甚至主在被钉十字架的时候，也求神赦免杀害他的人。
When Lord Christ was crucified on the cross, he still prayed to God to not kill those people who tried to kill Jesus.
他虽有力量
，although he has absolute supernatural power，
也完全有理由召来十二营的天使除灭仇敌。
And able to gather 12 groups of angels to destroy the enemies.
但他却没有那么做。
But he didn't do that.
主耶稣这样的温柔
in the gentleness of Jesus Christ.
但并不意味着他不勇敢，是个软弱的人。
Doesn't mean he's weak and not brave enough.
我们知道他也有发易怒的时候。
We know that he will be angered over unrighteousness.
他洁净圣殿
clean up the temple
用鞭子驱赶那些在圣殿里面做生意的人
and he drove out the business people in temple
因为他们把父的殿当成了变成了盗贼的那个窝点。
Because they regard God's temple as the den of thieves.
主耶稣也勇敢斥责宗教领袖的假冒为善。
And Christ was brave enough to rebuke the hypocrisy of religious leader.
神的时候到了。
When God's time came,
他不怕在耶路撒冷和他们直接，和宗教领袖直接冲突。
He's not afraid to fight against the religious leader.
即使知道他们要置他于死地。
Although Christ knows that those leaders will put him to death.
所以我们看到温柔是向着神的温柔。
So we know that those gentleness is from the God.
有柔顺的心愿意顺服主的旨意。
With a gentle heart willing to obey God's will.
好，那我们接下来再看圣经里面所教导的温柔的各样的具体表现。
Now let's look at how the signs of being gentle.
因为信主的人，圣灵在我们身上所结出的果实之一就是温柔。
The one of the fruit that we were reborn by the Spirit is gentleness.
我们身上也应该有这样温柔的表现。
There should be sign of gentleness on ourselves.
第一个就是牧者应该温柔，应该有牧者心肠，对待会众的时候是要领受神所派的职分，对群羊 谦和和忍耐。
The first thing is that there should be gentleness on the preachers and pastors that when, because they have the status given by God and they treat their shepherding sheep with humbleness, humility and gentleness.
旧约的时候有摩西的榜样。
In the Old Testament, we have Moses as an example.
圣经给他一个很高的评价，就说他比众人都谦和。
He has a better, has a more above status than others because he is more gentle than other people.
他的谦和既表现在当以色列人背逆神的时候，他发怒。
We saw his gentleness when God was had anger over the Jewish rebellion.
当他从西乃山上下来，发现以色列人在拜偶像。
When he came down from Mount Sinai, he saw that the Jewish people were worshiping the wrong Lord, wrong God.
Idols
were worshiping the idols.
他甚至将写了十诫的石板摔在地上。
He was angry enough that he broke the plate with Ten Commandments.
但是当神说要除灭以色列人的时候，
When God says that he wants to destroy all the Israels,
摩西却愿意为他们在神面前代求。
Moses was willing to pray for them.
在带领以色列人的40年里面，
In the 40 years that Moses led Israel,
他遭受了许多的辛苦和攻击。
He was offended many times and slandered many times.
但是他愿意来忍耐。
He is willing to be patient.
忍耐以色列人。
Patient and be patient with Israel.
在新约的时候有保罗的温柔。
In New Testament, we see gentleness from Paul.
他所牧养的哥林多教会出了很多的问题。
The Colossian church had a lot of problems.
他们又多处毁谤伤害保罗。
The church members blamed slanders and hurt Paul's reputation.
他没有理由严厉地对待他们。
He has this good reason to treat them harshly.
但他还是尽量温柔地对待会众。
But Paul still treats brothers and sisters with gentleness.
哥林多前书四章二十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 21.
保罗说
，Paul said,
你们愿意怎么样呢？
What do you wish?
是愿意我带着刑杖到你们那里去呢，还是要我存慈爱温柔的心呢？
Shall I come to you with a rod or with love in a spirit of gentleness?
哥林多后书十章一节，保罗又说
，Second Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 1.
我保罗就是与你们见面的时候是谦卑的，不在你们那里的时候向你们是勇敢的，如今亲自借着基督的温柔和平劝你们。
I, Paul, myself.Entreat you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I, who am humble and went face to face with you, but bold toward you when I am away.
所以保罗他只要还有机会，就尽量的借着基督的温柔和平来劝解弟兄姊妹。
So for Paul, if he has any chance, he will be gentle. With God's help, to treat his brothers and sisters.
他要这样来劝提摩太。
And he did this to Timothy.
在提摩太二章二十四到二十六节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 24 to 26.
然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
And the Lord's servants must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach patiently, enduring evil.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。
Correcting his opponents with gentleness, God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth.
叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网络。
And they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will.
那温柔的表现也在教会的肢体之间 在对待犯罪的人这一方面。
You can also see signs of gentleness in the bodies of church when we will treat the sinners.
保罗在加拉太书六章一节这样吩咐。
In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, Paul said,
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual, should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted.
大家知道，在加拉太书里面，保罗是严厉斥责了教会里面的异端。
So we know that Paul rebuked with the heresies in the book of Galatians.
他为着真理据理力争。
Is fighting for the truth.
但是到了这里，他还是吩咐弟兄姊妹，如果可以以温柔的心挽回被过犯所胜的弟兄，还是要尽力去挽回。
But here Paul mentioned, brother, sister, that if we can save the sinner or other people's heart, we should be gentle to them.
这个温柔的心呢，也体现在教会肢体之间彼此的包容和饶恕上。
We also see the sign of gentleness in the different parts of church, and we bear each other in love and forgive each other.
哥罗西书三章十二节到十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 to 13.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience.
也就是说，就是受了冤屈，被人冤枉，被人伤害，总是尽量的要以温柔相待，彼此包容，饶恕。
Which means we should still be gentle and forgive each other even when we were treated, when we were mistreated and misjudged.
因为上帝已经饶恕了我们。
Because God has forgiven us.
第四点，温柔的心呢，也体现在对待教外顺服权柄的事情上面。
Fourth point that the sign of gentleness also showed up in when we were treating people outside of church.And obeying the authority.
保罗在提多书三章二节这样吩咐。
In Titus chapter 3, verse 2, Paul said,
你要提醒众人，叫他们顺服做官的、掌权的，遵他的命，预备行各样的善事，不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
Remind them to be submissive to the rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work.To speak evil of no one, to avoid quarrelings, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people.
因为我们信主的人明白，所有的权柄都是神所设立的。
Because we, as followers of Christ, we know that all authority are from God.
除非政府的命令与神的命令直接的相悖。
Only if the authority, a government authority is against God's law.
我们都要尽力的、尽量的来顺服掌权。
We will do our best to obey, those in authority.
在这里，我们想到大卫的榜样。
Here we have example from David.
他至少有两次机会杀掉那追杀他的扫罗。
He has at least two times to kill Paul, Saul.
而且他完全有理由去除掉扫罗。
And he has great reason to kill Saul.
一次在山里面这个逃避扫罗的追杀的时候。
One time when David was in the mountain trying to avoid Saul.
扫罗到一个山洞里面大解。
Saul was in the bathroom in the mountain.
大卫和他的弟兄们刚好也在那个洞里。
And at the same time,David was also there with his brothers and sisters.
他的同伴们就鼓励他说：“这是最好的机会， 可以除掉扫罗。
And David was recommended to kill Saul at this point.
而且这是上帝给你的机会。
It's a calling from God.
因为我们都知道，上帝已经拣选你做以色列的新王。
Because they say that, hey, we know, you were selected by the Lord to be the new king.
神已经丢弃了扫罗。
God has abandoned Saul.
现在是最好的机会。
Now is a good time.
但是大卫却没有下手。
But David did not kill Saul.
因为大卫知道扫罗是神所设立的，以色列的王。
Because David knows that, Saul has authority given by God.
他不敢对以色列的受膏者下手。
He's not willing to kill Saul as with God's given authority.
大卫是因为敬畏神的关系。
It's because David is in awe to the Lord.
他有能力，他有力量。
He's able to and he has power.
他有机会。
He has chances, opportunities.
但是却不愿意做不讨神喜悦的事情。
But David is not willing to go against God's will.
这是大卫的温柔。
This is the gentleness of David.
第五点。
Number five.
温柔的心也体现在对待真道上面。
The signs of gentleness also showed up in when treating righteousness scriptures.
雅各书一章二十一节。
James chapter 1 verse 21.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。存温柔的心，领受那栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness with the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
同样，雅各书三章十三节也这样讲。
James chapter 3 verse 13.
你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom.
十七到十八节也这样讲，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的因果。
Verse 17 to verse 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And the harvest of gentle righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
所以在对待真道的态度上，温柔的心就是愿意领受谦卑，而且愿意顺服，活出真道来。
So in scripture, with the gentle heart means that doing things with gentleness.
那么最后，温柔之心在对待未信的人，这一方面，我们看彼得前书三章十五节。
Lastly, when we were the signs of gentleness, we will see the signs of gentleness with treating people outside of church.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect.
所以在传福音的事情上面，温柔的心就是说随时做准备，向人来回答为什么我们心里面有耶稣基督来的盼望。
So in terms of preaching gospel, we should always be prepared to answer other people's questions, which is a sign of gentleness.
而以上所举的六项这个温柔，其实一切都是因为了神的缘故。
And for the six things that we just talked about in terms of gentleness, are all because of Christ.
好，下面我们来看，那么我们如何能够这样谦卑温柔呢？
Now let's see how we can be such gentle.
首先是要认识上帝。
First, we need to know God.
看见他的圣洁、公义、伟大、全知全能。
We need to realize His holiness, righteousness, greatness, and omnipotence.
也是要认识自己。
Also know ourselves.
在神的光照下，看见自己的有罪、有限。
Under the light of God, we can see our sins and limitlessness.
看到自己灵里贫穷可怜，一无所有。
See that we are lack of Holy Spirit and has nothing.
毫无良善，无法自救，唯有靠神。
Not good at all, cannot save ourselves, only can save us by God.
第三，还要有生命上的更新，就是接受耶稣重生得救，里面有神的性情，才能够温柔。
And thirdly is reborn life, that only if we accept God as a Savior, we can be saved, so that we have gentle insight.
第四点是要认定应许。
The fourth point is know the promise.
信主的人，我们知道我们必得神国，必得地土，必得永恒产业。
For those who believe in the Lord, we know for sure that we will inherit God's kingdom, and eternal inheritance.
我们也相信神必审判，必为我们伸冤，擦干我们的眼泪。
We believe that God will for sure have judgment, repay, and fight for us and wipe our tears.
所以主耶稣在马太福音五章五节说：“温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。”
So in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.Jesus said that blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
诗篇三十七篇也告诉我们，凡投靠顺服上帝的，他会赐福，并且远超过我们所想的。
Also in Psalm chapter 37, verse 11, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity.
所以正是因为认定了这样的应许。
So just because we believe those promise,
有了基督的新生命
has a life, new life reborn in Christ,
知道我们自己是谁
knows who we are,
清楚我们在基督里的福分
understands the blessing given by Christ,
就不必要为地上那些次要的事情而争了
So there's no need to fight for earthly things.
所以诗篇三十七篇也这样吩咐我们
So, this, so chapter, Psalm chapter 37, verse 11 also said,
不要为作恶的心怀不平。Do not fret because of evil men. 也不要向那行不义的心生出嫉妒。Or be envious of those who do wrong. 因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。
For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away.
你当倚靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
这就是我们心中温柔的。一个来源
Those are where our gentleness come from.
那第五点，我们心里面也要做好预备来受苦。
For a fifth point, we need to be prepared to be suffered.
背十字架与基督同行。
Carry the cross and walk with Jesus.
神也是这样应许的。我们基督徒在地上必然经过这个受苦之路。
Just like God promised, we as Christians will go through certain ways.
敬虔度日。必然遭迫害。
Worship wholeheartedly will be prosecuted.
在教会中心侍奉必然会受委屈。
There will be misunderstanding if we serve wholeheartedly in the church.
我们心里面有了这样的预备
，If we have this prepared,
就更容易让我们谦卑温柔。
It will be easy for us to be patient and humble.
最后呢，我们这一切都是为了彰显神的荣耀。
Lastly, we do all those things just to glorify God.
受苦本身不是目的。
Suffering itself is not a purpose.
神让我们受苦是为了塑造我们的生命。
God let us suffer is to because is to have us to build rebuild our new life.
让我们能够谦虚温柔，是显出神的荣耀。
To have us to be humble and gentle is to glorify God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是跟随主，神一定会通过许多的试炼，让我们更加的谦虚温柔，更像恩主。
Brothers and sisters, if we follow Christ, God will give us more tests and trials so that we can become more like Him.
保罗曾经为他身上的刺向主多次的祷告。
Paul had 3 spikes and prayed.
在哥林多后书12章8节到第10节这样记得。
In Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 10.
为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
Three times I plead with the Lord about this, that it should leave me.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
所以我们身上的谦卑温柔是为了彰显神自己的力量和荣耀。
So our gentleness is just to glorify God's supernatural power.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再次的感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
为着你在我们身上的美好的旨意来感谢你。
We thank you for the good things you have in us.
因为你要我们更像你的儿子耶稣基督的模样。
Because you want us to be more like Jesus Christ.
他为我们活出了那完美的榜样。
He lived as example for us.
他谦虚温柔。
He's humble and gentle.
他以忍耐来对待我们。
He is willing to be patient with us.
他的大能来拯救我们。
He saved us with his supernatural power.
而且有一天主也会为着我们来完全的伸张正义。
And one day, Lord will fight for our righteousness.
主啊，你的心意就是我们在地上的时候要学习主的温柔忍耐。
God, you want us to learn from Christ how to be patient and gentle.
让我们的身上可以显出基督的样式。
And we live out with signs from Christ.
让主的荣耀在我们身上显现。
And have glory of God on us.
让世人看见我们与众人不一样。
And other people can see we are different from other earthly people.
能够来认识你
so that they can know you.
主啊，帮助我们。
God, please help us.
求主在我们身上做更深的雕琢的工作。
Please give us more tests and trials.
我们承认自己肉体常常是不愿意的。
We know our flesh is against it as well.
因为圣灵的工作是我们与我们天然的性情是相反的。
Because the Holy Spirit is against our human nature.
那我们就把自己完全交在你的手里面。
But we will put ourselves in front of you.
愿你在我们身上的工作得以完成。
Please accomplish your work on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜。
In Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.